Welcome to the Small Business Branding Podcast. Join experts from around the world as they share their years of experience in sales, marketing, and personal branding. Learn how you can grow your business and become the leader in your marketplace. Brought to you by Small Business Branding.
This is Dara Raposo from Small Business Branding, and I've invited my very good friend Kelly McCauzy to join me on this call today. I wanted to talk to Kelly about this membership program that she put together back in 2005 with Alice Seba called Mom Masterminds, and it's really where I got my start and learned everything I needed to know about online business. Kelly has been a very big inspiration in my life, and she's also been a single mom, and she went from serious debt to running a wildly successful online business. And I just wanted to interview Kelly and share her with you today. And thanks for joining me today, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Vera.
Yeah, we've done lots of audios together, and I just really wanted to, you know, get the word out about Mom Masterminds because, you know, like I said, it's where I learned everything. It's my little secret on the web. But, you know, when I first started, like, you and Alice put it together, and Alice has moved on to other things now, but when you first started Mom Masterminds, what was your original vision for it?
Well, you said 2005, but we actually started in the summer of 2004.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating our 6th anniversary here in just a couple of months. And the original vision was all on the part of Alice Seba. She believed that there was room for a premium forum community for serious-minded work-at-home moms, and she invited me to participate with her in running the program, creating resources for them, and of course I was thrilled to do that. And like you said, she's moved on. She realized that she wanted to speak to a larger group of people, not just moms, but parents and non-parents alike, and so. Several years ago, she stepped out of the partnership, but she's always continued to be part of the forum when she could make it over there. But I'm so blessed that she included me back in 2004 because I never would have thought of doing something like this back then. Mm-hmm. Never, never, Vera. You know how much our minds change over time when we realize what is possible. Back then, I was kind of, oh, geez, I don't know if that'll work or not. But it sure did.
Yeah, it sure did, absolutely. And why do you think you hesitated a bit?
Because our community, the work-at-home mom community, the only kind of paid associations were groups that perhaps charged you a one-time fee to join, mm-hmm. or an annual association fee, and it was more about being able to say you are a member and network with other people. It wasn't so much about learning and being mentored by any group of people, and it was just so new. And mm-hmm. that's the thing. Alice Seba is an innovator.
Mm-hmm. She is.
And I like to think that she rubbed off on me over the years because I take a lot more risks these days and try a lot more new things than I ever did back then. I learned that if you don't try new things, if you're not constantly asking yourself, how can I better meet the needs of my target market without limiting yourself to what's already been done. Mm-hmm. You're not always stretching yourself to think about what's new? What could I be doing? She was asking that of herself back in 2004.
Yes.
And so that I'm just being really honest that I was just along for the ride. I can't say that I had the vision because I really didn't.
So how do you think the vision for Mom Masterminds has changed?
It hasn't changed a whole lot. You know, the idea was that Alice, at the time, she owned internetbasedmoms.com, and she had a very busy, one of the most popular work-at-home mom forums on the web. It was very busy. There was a lot of discussion going on there all the time. And, it, you know, amongst work-at-home moms and really amongst any marketing group, you have people who are really serious about developing an income from this, and you have people who are dabbling.
Right.
And so every once in a while you would get a discussion going, and everyone would be really having some great input and feedback and questions and advice. And then some sweetheart would come along and say, oh, you know, you can do all that for free. All you got to do is this and this and this. And it's like, oh, honey. You know, her advice is well meant, but she's a hobbyist and she's in it for all the free tools, and her advice is not constructive to
right.
the conversation amongst people who are serious about a full-time income. And that would be a little frustrating because you don't want to put the person down, but you want to kind of say, shoot.
Yes.
Shoot. You're not part of this discussion. You're not operating in business at the level that we're operating. And that's where Alice said, I believe that moms want a place where they can have that kind of discussion without input from hobbyists, where they know that everybody yeah. else engaged in the conversation is just as serious about their business as they are. And it sounded really good, but it was like, will it really work? Will people really want it enough to pay monthly mm-hmm. to enjoy it? And, of course, it's not just a forum. It's also resources. We've got an amazing learning center that we've built over the last 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately had a great influx of members, and the results was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I was going to ask you next is success. You know, what kinds of success have you seen, and has it really, like, it's blown me away, a lot of the things that people have done and you know, pursued and mm-hmm. had success with. You know, what types of success, you know, can you share?
Well, the culture of the forum blew us away. We knew the conversations would be better without the distractions of those who aren't serious, but the culture that developed was just mind-boggling. Even to us, we would just look at it and say, wow, I can't believe what's happening here. But the successes, well, I'm terrible at remembering exact dates, but mm-hmm. some of our early members have gone on to create amazing full-time businesses. And someone, of course, I'm super, super proud of is Nicole Dean.
Yes.
You know, Nicole Dean joined Mom Masterminds back there in the first year or so, and you know, she came in with a few websites and immediately took those sites and made them more profitable with the things that she learned at the site and through networking. And then her and I made some information products together. And then she went on to establish incredible relationships with other marketers. And now people come to me and say, you know Nicole Dean? And I just get such a grin because I love her so much.
She has a really great heart.
She's doing amazing things. She's going to be a total rock star.
Yes. And well, she already is.
You know, she told me way back when we were working on Easy Article Marketing, and everybody at that time everyone would say, I want to be like Alice Seba.
Yes.
And she just without a slightest hesitation said, oh, I will be bigger than Alice Seba.
I never knew that.
She just had incredible vision.
Yes. Yeah.
And the thing with internet marketing is you do have to develop long-term vision, and you have to be patient, and you have to build your brand. And that's what she's done. She's mm-hmm. built an amazing brand. It's continuing to develop. And over the next year or so, people are just going to be so blown away. And as I see that, she's someone I ask her advice.
Yes. Yeah.
Now,
because she's learned and applied and moved forward. Yeah.
So that's a huge success story.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs to be mentored by someone who's a few steps ahead on the path to success. And so she came into Mom Masterminds looking up to Alice, and even myself for some strange reason. I don't feel like I was worthy of being looked up to back then.
Mm-hmm.
But anything for that season, it was just what she needed. And then there was someone else, and then there was someone else for her to learn from and grow with. And that's the thing. We always have to be growing and moving forward. And other really awesome people that have been members at Mom Masterminds that have gone on to do really cool things. Nell Tellurcio built a great, big, awesome business. Carrie Louth. Look at you, Vera.
Yeah.
there's way more that I could name, but I don't. I know we don't have all day.
Oh, for sure. And there's so many, and you know, people are, you know, buzzing about membership sites and all of this, and this was done, like you said, back in 2004. And I love what Lynette put out. She sent an email out recently here over the last couple of days, and she said, you know, it's like all this big rage now, but we did that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and we were, you know, like I remember Nicole when she put a thing out, okay, let's all of us, you know, do an e-course together. You know, we were like, mm-hmm. you know, we were putting things together and doing things that people are just discovering or trying out or whatever. And even, you know, in my own business, people are going, you know, people are saying, oh, well, Vera, like, wow, that's like, you know, they're not saying it's cutting edge, but they're like, you know, wow, you move so fast, and how'd you get that done? And, you know, so it's, I think it's taken a lot of the roadblocks away. Like I said, when I started, I barely knew how to do a link, you know, like I had 6 web pages up, barely knew how to do a link. And I remember the very first thing that I did was Alice walked me through a Google AdWords campaign to promote my newsletter. You know,
mm-hmm.
that was the first thing. So
yeah,
it's incredible how far it's taken myself and many others.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember sitting in the store listening to audios and, you know,
yeah.
It's crazy.
My Masterminds has always been about keeping it real, not succumbing to the hype.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and getting things done.
Yes.
Get something
absolutely.
Done. You know, one of my new coaching clients sent me the most awesome testimonial recently. She said, you are the best kept secret on the internet. And I just laughed. But she spent tremendous amounts of money with coaching programs that she signed up for at a conference based on hype that was created at the conference. And, you know, one of the programs was $5,000, and she consumed the coaching, and at no point during the coaching did anybody ever say, okay, go do this.
Right.
It was just all hype. It was just all rah, 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 sis, boom, bah. And she says, I've had, you know, she says, I was in a conversation with you for all of 7.5 minutes, and you'd already asked, told me to do something. She says, yes. I almost felt myself getting upset that you were pressuring me to take action. And then I realized, duh.
Yeah.
You know, there's, yeah. It's common sense. You know, this is why a nobody that partnered with Alice in 2004 is making an incredible income with a booming business in 2010 because I took action, not because I know more than some other people, because there are lots of people out there who know everything I know, but they don't do anything with it. So they never have any real life experience. They never have any depth to that knowledge to be able to share examples or learn, you know, what works and what didn't work and how one thing affects another thing. It's having taken action that gives me a voice and gives me an income.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so that's why at my masterminds, we're about action. What are you going to do? What have you tried? Not, you know, not you need this and you need that. You know, we don't push a bunch of products and gurus at people.
But at the same time, you're open and honest and saying, hey, you know what? You can't do free hosting. You can't do, you know, you can't do that. You have to have a professional image. So there's definitely structure there. You know, it's not products aren't pushed, but at the same time, you have to do it right.
Right. The tools, you know, I tweeted yesterday something I said to my friend, you know, you can't make the donuts until you buy the flour, you know.
Right.
That I joke all the time about. It's time to make the donuts, you know, when I sit down to work.
Yes.
But you can't make the donuts without the right ingredients. And so, yeah, you need hosting. You need domain names. You need good email management service. There's basic tools you need. But when I say we don't push products, I mean, here's the latest, greatest, you know, zing thing that it seems everybody else gets so addicted to, you know.
And a lot of times, too, if the latest, greatest thing came out, you know, usually you would either have advice or you'd put together something that we could utilize within the membership on that subject and not have to spend a blooming fortune on it, you know?
The Learning Center has, obviously there's new resources added every month for 5.5 years. So it's huge. It's not like every once in a while someone will say, do you have a resource on this? And we don't, because there's always something new. There's always room to grow. But for the most part, a newcomer can join my masterminds and not need a single other thing for a long time.
Yes.
Because if they just study the existing resources and apply them and then come back and talk about what they're experiencing right there, you know, if they genuinely do that, it's at least 18 months, maybe 2 years before they need to even think about spending money on another product.
Yes, because there's so much to do, and if you're not doing it, you know, nothing's going to happen. for sure. Have you, you know, like I haven't been around the forum much lately myself. How are things going? Do you still feel that the women there are having major connection with each other? I know when, even like all through the years, we've always maintained a big connection with everybody personally as well as business wise. And you even have some people who are not moms in there.
Yeah. We're called Mom Masterminds, and that's my heart is for the work at home mom, but you don't have to be a parent to be a part of Mom Masterminds. We even have a couple of men sneaking around in there. Is it still a great community? Yeah. using one of our great success members, like Nicole Dean. Nicole Dean doesn't need to come to the forum and bounce ideas off other people anymore. So members that have gone on to great success, you don't see them around the forums as much anymore, although many of them do come back to give back, to answer questions for newer members. But the interesting thing is some of our members that have, you know, they have great businesses, but they come back just because they want to share something new that they've found, or they just want to touch base because it is a sisterhood.
Yes.
You know, there is a lot of peace. And one of our members popped into the forum this spring and said, wow, I just had to come back and remember what it's like to be somewhere where people, you know, love and appreciate you.
Because
in public forums, you know, it's so easy to get flamed or misunderstood and pushed around, and that sort of thing does not happen in a private forum like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ever did, for heaven's sakes, you know, that person wouldn't be around for long. It's home. It's home for hundreds of awesome marketing moms. And there's a whole new crop of budding marketers.
Wow.
I mean, look at some, more recent successes. Lexi Rodrigo is just blowing my socks off with the things that she's doing. And when she first came into Mom Mastermind, she was very much, you know, a newbie with a lot of interest and instinct. But now she's just absolutely blowing the lid off.
Isn't that right?
And I look at some of the other newcomers and I just think, wow, they're going to do some really incredible things. And, one of our longtime members just kind of re-popped back in. She's reinventing herself again. It's funny, with a community like this, one of the cool things about my masterminds is that it is a paid membership site, and it's not cheap. It's $49.97 a month. It's not cheap. But members only pay for 12 months, and then they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lifetime access to the site. So members who have long graduated, they always feel free to come back. And they do. They come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And even though I haven't been around a lot lately, I still think, like, if there's something up, you know, I had an extra ticket to that NAMS workshop.
Yes.
And that's the first thing I thought of. I wanted to bless another member with it.
Yeah.
Why would I, you know, I thought, oh, I could do a big thing on the blog and get people excited and da-da-da. I thought, you know what, why not just give it to someone in there, you know, and let them utilize it and have success with it.
Yeah.
So you get things like that all the time, you know, happening over the years. And even, you know, just the support in other aspects of life, you know, is really great. And, I've been seriously blessed by the community, and I just wanted to really get the word out the word is already out. Sorry to say, Kelly, it's not a secret anymore. But, you know, just, I'll never forget too, you mentioned Nicole. She said one time, I remember it was a very big moment for her, and she mentioned on the forum, she said, to the top with my girlfriends, you know, and I just love it. And that's such a, like, just an underlying theme to the whole program, you know, to everything about Mom Mastermind. So,
yeah. And just make me smile when you said that, because I forgot she said that. And
oh, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. That was so encouraging. And, you know, I just love that. And that's not just Nicole. It's really, it's everyone, you know, that I've come into contact with inside there.
Isn't that just so classy? You know,
yes.
Here's the thing. Now, Alice, you know, she left internet-based. She sold internet-based moms, and she started Internet Marketing Sweetie. And, of course, then she sold Internet Marketing Sweetie, and now she's running Contentrix. But her attitude was always that you don't have to succeed. You don't have to step on others. You work with others. And that's, I feel like that's how I cut my teeth on internet marketing. And most Mom Mastermind members do have that mentality, that work together. Every time somebody new comes into my market, into the work at home mom market, I view them with an appraising, hopeful eye that they will add value to and raise the water level of our community so that everybody benefits. Where in some communities, when someone new comes in, they view them with a suspicious, critical eye, like, what are you doing here? And that, is it because we're moms that it's so easy for us to be accepting of others? Is it because we're women? I don't know. There's some women out there that are pretty, pretty sharp.
I remember when you first started the program, there was someone yakking on the forum saying that you guys were, you know, I don't know, they weren't saying you were scammers or what, but you're, you know, just, oh, you don't have to pay for a membership like that and this and that. And there was a lot of uproar in the mom community about mom masterminds.
Well, back then, and saying this with all sweetness, there were a lot of people who were supposed leaders that had no substance to what they had to share. You know, they just wanted to run a forum. They just wanted to run a website. They just wanted to sell advertising. But they had nothing to teach, no experience, nothing to back up what they were doing. And so when Alice and I came along, the first thing that we released was the truth about traffic. And we proceeded to point at a bunch of things that people were doing in our community that were of no use.
Right.
And so it was a two prong stab for them. First, here we are charging people to be part of a membership, and they're not making any money, so they can't join, and it makes them mad.
Right.
And we're pointing at the things that they do and telling moms, don't do that. It's a waste of time.
Yes.
And so we definitely stirred the pot that first year. But, wow, I look at our community today, and they're gone.
Yeah.
They're gone. They were their time-wasting, silly, ridiculous, useless activities. Most people have nothing to do with it anymore. And I take a lot of pride in that, knowing that it was because our community was educated. You know, even those who didn't join, who were never able to join Mom Masterminds, our members went out there and blogged and wrote articles and shared and taught and permeated the community with good information.
Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. So what do you see the future looking like? You're just continuing along, and new members are coming in, and the resources are strong, and
I focus more of, I do one-on-one coaching, and I focus more of my one-on-one coaching these days on encouraging them to join my masterminds, and as opposed to just coming and hiring me as a coach outside of my masterminds. Because when I'm coaching someone, I always find myself wanting to say, there's this great resource you could listen to.
Right.
In my mastermind. So I've really merged my coaching with my masterminds and am directing people in that way. Last year we started holding local meetups. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it go farther in 2010. You know, we had a meetup in Toronto. We had a meetup in Lansing. I'd like to go farther, do more, see more members, you know, organize face to face. In our area, there's more people in a concentrated space.
Right.
But I really want to come out to Vancouver, Vera.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
That's one of my goals. I don't know if it's one of my goals for 2010, because I'm already going to be going to Canada and Atlanta this summer. But, man, we would really like to come out there.
You got to come see the mountains.
We actually got an invitation. Tish and I got an invitation from Tanya Sutherland to come on out. You can stay with me. It's like, oh, yeah. One of these days we're going to get out there. Where it's going, I'm open to whatever thoughts come into my head. Last year I had big dreams to do some kind of conference, because my mastermind members have always asked about getting together for a conference.
For sure, yeah.
But then, Vera, I went to Niche Affiliate Marketing System, and there were a dozen or so my mastermind members there, and I have had such a good time there. I'm going back there in August, and I think I would rather just invite my mastermind members to come join us there.
Than
to go to the trouble of organizing a separate event, because it is so awesome and there is such great learning.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. I don't know, Vera.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of opportunity and ideas for the future, and I'm just so happy to interview you and just talk about and go back down memory lane a little bit and just share that, you know, It's not just about girls getting together. It's girls getting things done. And, you know, I just wanted to get that out there. So,
yeah, if there's someone listening to this that you've been spinning your wheels, or you've bought a lot of products and had a hard time putting it into action, come to my masterminds.
Absolutely.
Come on over there. The forum, share where you're at. Share what you got going on. A lot of time members come and just say, okay, this is what I've done. What should I do next? There's nothing wrong with asking for a little guidance about what to do next. And if you're stuck and you ask and you get some great feedback, well now you've got forward motion. And I still do that every once in a while.
For sure.
I still come and say, what do you guys think about this? And I, you know, when you're making decisions, I'm a pretty good decision maker, but even I can get a little overwhelmed by all the options.
There's just so much, yes.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to do things. And
it's so easy to start spinning your wheels again.
Yeah.
You know, just because you spin your wheels in the beginning, you can get going and trucking along, and then you can start spinning your wheels again, going, uh-oh.
Yeah, and
I better refocus here.
Vera, we don't have time to spin our wheels.
No.
Back in November, I declared that my masterminds are the hungry women of internet marketing. My goal from November to May, was to double my income from consistently earning $5,000 a month to consistently earning $10,000 a month. And of course, we're recording this in April, so I don't have much time left
to hit
my goal, but I believe I will hit it in May.
Absolutely.
I will have a $10,000 a month, which means I'm on.
Which you have done before. You have done that before.
A $10,000 a month?
Yeah, haven't you?
No.
Oh, I thought you had.
I don't think so, no.
I think you have. I think you better look back on the forum because
did I do something special?
When you had the magazine. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did that.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm
wrong. It's hard to... Anyway.
But the great thing is that you know it's attainable. You know you can do it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, in the past, I've made decisions based on putting family priorities first. I slowed down the growth of my business for a good 2 or 3 years.
That's smart,
But now that time is past, and I can focus, and that's why now is the time where I'm pushing for it. And so there's no time to spin your wheels. I just remind myself that all the time. If you're going to double your income in 6 months, you can't spend any time in the ditch. You gotta go. And that's, it's time to make the donuts.
Yeah, for sure.
So if anybody's out there spinning their wheels or confused, or if you think that it takes 3 or 4 months to really think through an idea before you do something about it, come on over. We will give you an attitude adjustment.
Yeah, absolutely. Or a butt kicking. Well, thanks so much, Kelly. And I'll be sure to put this up at my site and all the links and everything and people you mentioned and different things, that I think are helpful for people. And again, you don't have to be a mom to join. And it's really the best thing I ever could have done. So great having you.
Thanks, Vera.
SmallBusinessBranding.com is the comprehensive learning center for small business owners who want to become the leaders in their marketplace. Now you don't have to be tied to your computer to learn from the experts. Subscribe to the Small Business Branding Podcast and take the expert advice with you on your iPod. Subscribe today at SmallBusinessBranding.com and start developing your brand tomorrow.